What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how the narcissist tries to convince themselves of things. Like, now what I mean by that is if you have a person, a toxic person, narcissistic person, whatever, in your life that is constantly saying phrases like, I'm a good person, I'm a good guy, I know I'm a good woman, I treat people better than everybody else treat. They're constantly saying these reassuring statements that makes it sound like they are certain of something. Ask yourself this question right here. Like, when they are constantly repeating to themselves or to you, when they keep saying, like, I'm a man. So if I say, like, I'm a good man, I'm a good man, I'm a good man, I'm a good, if I'm constantly repeating that, ask yourself this question right here. Who the hell am I trying to convince? Like, who is that person in your life trying to convince? They're not trying to convince you because they keep saying it over and over again. They're repeating it to convince themselves. They're trying to repeat it to convince themselves because a lot of people in the narcissist lives might think that they are a good person. Not every narcissist is going to be the same, y'all. I have a lot of different friends and family members that like me. I have a lot of people in the world that like me. Some narcissists are lone wolves. You know, nobody likes them. Even you. You don't even like them. But you stay with them. You know what I mean? You don't even like this person anymore, but you stay with them. But I'm going to talk about the people who have, like, the ones that who are trying to convince themselves, like everybody thinks I'm a good person except for you. So I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. I know I'm a good, even after doing the most heinous things to you, even after doing the most, just they're cheating on you. They're lying to you. They're hiding money, stealing stuff from you, putting their hands on you, whatever the cause is. But they keep saying to you, they keep saying, it's like they're meditating. It's like they're saying like some hymns, like, I'm a good man, I'm a good woman, I know I'm a good person, so it must be you. You see how it goes right there? That's the hymn right there, y'all. Pass the hammock back. But literally, that's how I go. When they say and stuff like that, ask yourself that question. Who are they trying to convince? When they are consistently telling you that I love you, I love you, you know I love you, I love you. When they keep saying that stuff, you know I care about you, you know I do anything for you. Who are they trying to convince? Their actions are not backing up the words, so they're not trying to convince you. They're trying to convince themselves. That's why I keep telling you. I keep telling people this all the time. Narcissists know exactly what they are doing. They know they are hurting you. They know they are putting you through the ringer. They know that you are tolerating stuff. You are tolerating stuff from them that they wouldn't do from you. You will not get the same. They will not tolerate the same things that they are doing to you. You can't do it to them. The double standards exist. They know the double standards exist. We as narcissists know the double standards exist. We know we're doing bad. I keep saying this. Ask yourself, do the narcissists, do they know they're doing us wrong? Do they know what's going on? Yes. Why are they hiding it? You don't hide stuff that you know is right. You don't hide it. You don't hide things that you do that should be praised. Some people hide it because they do it from the kindness of their heart. But narcissists don't hide stuff that they do is right. Hey, I bought a new car. Hey, I got my wife a new dress. They scream into the high heavens. Y'all see this diamond I got her? Y'all see what I just bought my husband? They just scream to the high heavens. But the stuff that they know they do wrong, why aren't they screaming it to the high heavens? Why are they posting it on Facebook? Hey, I just met a person off of Tinder. And I just clapped the hell out of their cheeks. I'm proud of myself. I wanted my wife to know. Huh? Why didn't they post that? Did they not know that's right? They'll come home after clapping some cheeks. And they should, if they didn't think it was wrong, they would come to you and say, hey, I just clapped some cheeks. I need to go wash this filth off of me. I'm going to take a shower real quick. Love you. Love you, honey. I'll be right back. That's what they would do if they didn't think it was wrong. You know what I mean? But they know it's wrong, so they hide it. They know what they are doing. So they're trying to, not only trying, they're trying to convince themselves that they're a good person. I know I cheated on you 49 times, but it isn't 50. There's people out there getting cheated on 50 times. I only cheated on you 49 times. So you know I'm a good man. I'm a good man. I'm a good girl. I'm a good woman. I know I cheated on you. I know I did. But that doesn't make me a bad person. Yes, the hell it does. Who are they trying to convince? If they're saying these repetitive statements, these repetitive reassuring statements, they are not trying to convince you. They have stopped trying to convince you because you're still there. If you haven't left after all this BS, you're still there. So they're no longer trying to convince you. They know because they are continuously doing wrong, they need to convince themselves. Their conscience is talking to them like, why we keep doing this? My conscience talks to me. Y'all are like, Lee, you crazy as hell. But my conscience talks to me like, why do you keep doing this? You know this is not right. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You know, when I'm doing a silent treatment, my mind is just like, why are you doing this? Like, why not just talk? Why not just talk? You can just talk it out. It's going to be painful to have this conversation. My mind, I'm talking to myself, y'all. This is my inner dialogue. I have an inner dialogue. Y'all have inner monologues. I have an inner dialogue. It's just like, why are you doing it? Like, you can talk. It'd be so easy to talk right now instead of letting this linger and doing this stuff right here. And the narcissist part of me is just like, nope, I'm going to be silent. I'm in control right now. I'll just be silent. Like Debo, my narcissist, you ever seen the movie Friday? The narcissist's conscious is like Debo. It's just like, shut up. I'm like, okay, I'll be quiet. When you go to sleep, I'll be normal again. You know what I mean? Just like that right there. That's how my mind works. And that's how a lot of narcissistic people's mind works, y'all. There's a duality inside of them. They know that they are doing wrong. They know it. They're trying to convince themselves that they are good people. They're trying to convince themselves that they are a good, trustworthy man or a good, trustworthy, God-fearing woman. I'm a God-fearing man cheating right before church in the church parking lot. Or they the pastor. The pastor. Are they cheating? I heard a story the other day from a woman. She said that, you know, this is what I tell y'all. Instead of going to talk to a marriage counselor or actual therapist, y'all go talk to the pastor. This woman told me the other day, she said, this pastor was counseling this man and this woman. Like, the woman had got caught cheating. The man didn't know who his wife was cheating on him with. So they went, instead of breaking up in the covet of God, in front of God, they went and talked to the pastor. Turns out the pastor is the person the wife is cheating with. He's not counseling the couple that he's breaking apart. But I'm a good pastor. Who are you trying to convince? You're not convinced. God know you're not good. Who are you trying to convince? You're in the church parking lot clapping the cheeks of a wife and then going there and talking to the wife and the husband about their marriage, trying to save their marriage. Don't leave your wife. Even though the cheeks have been clapped to the highest of heavens, they're still your wife. You have become the bond between you and God. God, y'all made vows in front of God. You gonna lie to God? You don't lie to God. I don't care if her cheeks sounded like the beating of a cymbal in the church choir. Like, it's right outside. Y'all can hear the church choir right now. Jesus is good. Oh, y'all hear that? They don't care. Y'all, they're trying to convince themselves. There are terrible people on this planet that know that they are bad people, but try to convince themselves that they are good people because they might do a good deed every once in a while. That pastor trying to convince himself that he's a good person because he preaches in front of, he helps people, guide people through God or whatever. He helps people get through situations when they're dealing with, you know, dealing with their faith and trying to find their faith again. He helps them do that type of stuff. So he automatically assumes that he's a good person. He's a good man. They're trying to convince themselves, y'all. A lot of narcissistic, toxic people know that they are bad people. They just do. And I refuse to be like, they just do. Why do they hide it, y'all? Because you stay with them after they do all these terrible transgressions, they don't have to convince you of anything. They're trying to convince themselves when they say that out loud. So take that for what it is. They don't care about how you feel because they keep doing it. Clearly, if they're doing repeated offenses, they don't care about how you feel. They just don't. Like, you sure? I'm positive. They keep doing the same thing over and over again. They don't care about your feelings. So again, that's why they're trying to convince themselves that they're a good person. Because, like, why was she, and this is the inner dialogue, why would they stay with me if I wasn't a good person? That's why they stay with me, because I'm a good person. I'm good. They're trying to convince themselves. They know that the stuff that they do is wrong. And they're trying to convince themselves that it's not as wrong as they make it out to be. That's just it, y'all. That's it. That is it. That is it, Ricky Bobby. Yeah, that is it right there. If they keep repeating these statements, they know that they are bad people. They know. They 100% know. They are fully aware that they are not good people. They're trying to convince themselves. They no longer are trying to convince you. You are collateral damage. Narcissistic people are self-serving, and they're trying to make themselves happy first. And if you get hurt in the process, you are collateral damage. Their pastor hurting their husband by banging his wife, that man is collateral damage because their pastor trying to make himself happy first. And God will forgive him, right? God will forgive him. Religious manipulation and spiritual abuse are real. They both very, very real things. You know what I mean? Anyway, y'all, I got a one-on-one in 40 seconds. So I have to hop off of here, take this memory card out, and get this stuff uploaded. Thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. And my podcasters, y'all know what it is. I truly thank y'all so much. All my supporters of the channel, I really, truly appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hit that 5 stars for me. Mental illness is out. Peace.